Hi there, this is Nicola Henderson Hall from Muscat. Where can I find? In with Karen Wilmot from Pregnant in Oman. Hello, Karen.
Hi there.
Karen and I are covering a podcast on looking at the timeline of breastfeeding. And previous to this, we've covered the introduction and at birth, you know, particularly the first few hours. The next important moment is day one of breastfeeding. So, Karen, what's the information?
Right, so first 24 hours, you can expect your baby to maybe have only one or two wet nappies, which seems like a little bit, but it's important to remember that the colostrum is really highly digestible, and it's the perfect nutrition for the baby, so there really isn't that much left to eliminate. So don't be concerned if in the next 24 hours, baby only has one or two wet nappies. This is why. Okay, you're also going to notice that the baby is going to begin to increase their hunger, so possibly having 8 to 12 and sometimes even up to 16 feeds in 24 hours. They almost seem insatiable, and that's the time where you start worrying and thinking that you don't have enough milk. But this is really because his stomach is so small that it gets full very quickly. Remember, it's still the size of that small marble, so it empties quickly and fills quickly. So feeding frequently is essential to build up your milk supply. Feeding on demand rather than clock watching is going to help to do that. It's all about supply and demand.
And how long will the feed last?
Probably 10 to 45 minutes, and that's a big gap, okay? Mm. So don't compare. If it's 10 minutes, that's fine. If it's 45 minutes, that's also fine.
And is there any way of knowing how much my baby's getting, or is it too early to say?
You won't know, but the average at a feed will probably be about half a teaspoon.
Really?
Yep. Okay.
See, that's so very confusing, isn't it? Because information out there, you know, I wasn't a breastfeeder. It didn't work for me. I was on formula. And I was giving Jessica like 30 milliliters, which I didn't think was very much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very strange, isn't it?
And it goes back to the colostrum being so being the perfect nutrition. So if they only have 2 to 5 mils, that's enough. That's all they need. The other thing to remember is that in those first few days, most of the energy requirements are coming from them breaking down their own extra body fat that they built up in those last few weeks of pregnancy.
Great. Well, we're going to carry this on. The next podcast you will hear will be day 2. Thanks very much, Karen.
Thank you.